I've been around horses for as long as I can remember. And when I was, gosh, I want to say like 5 or 6, I started riding, and I've just pretty much been riding ever since. As I continued to grow up, I realized I was just prioritizing horses and my time at the stable over other things that my peers chose to prioritize. And it kind of dawned on me, like, this is what I want to do. Most recently, this new horse that I'm helping train, her name's Lucy. Just yesterday, we had a huge breakthrough ride, and we only rode for about 20 minutes, which isn't normally that long, but we're still kind of building her stamina. And she started to accept the bit and be more on the bit. And for non-equestrians, basically what that means is she's starting to hold herself up more, and she's rounding her neck and accepting and acknowledging the contact in the bridle, which is the equipment that goes on her face, which is just so amazing to know that you are helping teach this animal that has no prior knowledge of what you're asking them to do and is not natural to what they would want to do instinctually, but knowing that they have this trust in you and they're willing to try, it's just the most phenomenal thing in the world. It is a very taxing sport. I think the worst injury I have sustained was a concussion a couple months ago. That was the worst. It wasn't even that painful once it was over, but it took a long recovery process. I was out for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then coming back from that and rebuilding the confidence I had lost and the muscle I had lost, just even from 3 weeks off, it was difficult. But being able to push through that is really rewarding. And I think the trainers I have right now are pretty special. Bryce, the assistant coach at my barn, who is my, I guess, more immediate trainer, she is so dedicated and from such a, she's a young trainer, and she's so sure of what she wants to do, and she's ambitious, and she goes out and she gets what she wants, and she competes and she wins, and it's so exciting to watch her and hopefully get to follow in her footsteps, but those are definitely big shoes to fill. And the head trainer at my barn, Lahua, is on this incredible journey with her show horse. They're winning everything. They have so much talent, the two of them, and we're all rooting for them and hoping that they're going to make it to the Olympics. And it's so special to be a part of a barn with such talented riders and trainers and horses, and everyone at my barn, Lahua Custer Dressage, is incredibly inspiring. And I have great coaches, great horses, just all of that whole community is so inspirational, and I hope to one day be as good of a rider as they are. A couple goals I have, the more immediate ones are for Lucy and I'd like us to qualify for CDS Junior Championships, which stands for California Dressage Society Junior Championships, which will be hosted by my facility this August. So hopefully we will be able to qualify for that. That would be amazing. Even farther than that, I'd like to qualify for Grand Prix under 25, which is the level below Olympics. That would be such an amazing goal to hit. I have 9 years to do it. That's one of my goals. And then obviously, I would like to become a trainer and have clients, but continue my own training as well. And the farthest goal, the least attainable, what every equestrian hopes to be able to do, is I would really love to get to compete in the Olympics. And not even if we just made it there, didn't win anything, I really wouldn't care. Just being able to go and compete against some of the greatest equestrian athletes in the world would be such a dream come true. And while that's a ways off, it's something I would really love to get to do in my lifetime.